officially open.
Spain and Company, countdown to the NFL draft.
That's right. We'll continue to talk to a representative for each team in the league and figure out what their mind is thinking and ahead of the draft. Just a couple weeks away. We're going to join now ESPN NFL Nation Chiefs reporter Adam Teicher is going to join us. Thanks for the time, Adam.
Sure, Sarah. How are you and Jeff doing tonight?
We are doing all right. The Chiefs obviously doing all right. They're the team with the least to fix after last year. But I have to ask to start off, how do you end up with less than $200 in cap space? Is that a sign of a job well done, as in we spent every last dollar and we made it count? Or is it like, oops-a-daisy, we didn't think about what would happen next year?
Yeah, not a whole lot you can buy on the salary cap with $200 or $177. So, yeah, it's some pretty good math went into that to figure how they could do that without going over. But, they did clear a little bit of room the other day by signing Sammy Watkins to a new contract. So they have at least a little bit of breathing room now.
And Adam, you know, we had all been sort of, before obviously what happened with the pandemic, we had all been bracing for the big Patrick Mahomes contract, which would be the offseason of the contracts for Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, and maybe Dak Prescott gets his in Dallas. Do you see that happening now, or is that going to be something the Chiefs are going to have to maybe push off to a later time?
Yeah, they've got some other things on their plate that they have to resolve first, the biggest thing being the Chris Jones situation. He's their franchise player and has given no indication that he's going to sign that contract. So Chiefs have to resolve what's going on with Chris Jones before they can get to Mahomes. But even back as far as the Super Bowl, I was sort of hearing that this might not be a this year thing for Pat Mahomes with his contract, that the Chiefs may take it into next season. So I'm not saying it's not going to happen sometime after the draft, but it's right now it's not a priority, and it may get pushed back to next year before the Chiefs end up getting this thing done.
They have pick number 32 to close out round one. Mel Kiper's got them taking a lineman out of Michigan. What other positions or names are you possibly hearing?
Yeah, if you look at the roster right now, they really have a hole at cornerback. They've only got two corners who've played for them in a game. One of them's been basically a backup. The other's been a starter. But they've got some ground to cover there. So if they don't get something done before the draft and free agency, I would expect that they'll look at corner in an early round and possibly even in the first round. And then you look at a guy maybe like Christian Fulton of LSU. That's a guy who would really fit what the Chiefs might be looking for there. So the Chiefs have to start investing some draft picks at corner. And again, it might not be the first round, but they'll get to it eventually in this draft for sure.
I got to tell you, Adam, I thought the furniture in Andy Reid's basement was a little dated. I think he needs a little bit of an HGTV, a little sprucing up. But as you know, these teams now prepare to do everything remotely for the draft, how have the Chiefs in particular handled working away from the facility the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, the thing that struck me is his desk was kind of cramped, you know. He needs a little room to spread out with a couple of computers there and all that. I mean, you can't just have this little tiny little desk. So, yeah, I agree with you. He needs an upgrade maybe in the furniture department. But, yeah, it's a crazy world we've all that every team is living in now. And, you know, he's been bunkered there, and general manager Brett Veach in his house. I mean, it's just been kind of a crazy deal. And, I know the Chiefs were sort of looking at some options recently, maybe even going to a hotel, renting, say, a floor on a hotel or a couple floors and putting one coach in a room or a scout in a room and having everybody go to work. But it looks like the league won't allow that. So now it looks like everybody's going to have to be at home. So Andy Reid can get in a few laps on the elliptical while he's waiting for the Chiefs to pick, I guess. But other than that, it's going to be a crazy deal for these guys all around the league.
It's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Jeff Dickerson on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Talking to ESPN NFL Nation Chiefs reporter Adam Teicher. Adam, obviously they're coming off this remarkable win, the first Super Bowl in such a long time, and so much celebration and joy. Are they missing out on opportunities right now that normally a team that has just won would be participating in? I know there's a lot right after, but, you know, this is sort of that off season. You get to have a lot of swag. I'm wondering if it's affecting things they otherwise would have been doing.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some of that. You know, they did get the parade. They got that in before everything got shut down. So I know there was guys were loving that. But yeah, I think that's one side of it that they're probably missing out on some things. But the other is, well, there's nothing going on right now, and people are talking about the Chiefs because there's just nothing else to talk about sports wise right now. So
that's true. They're still celebrating. Looking at what else
it.
Is
and,
there?
And who knows? Who knows? Let's hope it doesn't come to this. But, maybe if there's no season, the Chiefs will be the, champions for longer than any other team in history, right?
Go.
So let's hope it doesn't come to that. But who knows?
And, Adam, quickly, you touched on Sammy Watkins and the restructuring of his deal earlier. You know, how important was it for them to keep all of Mahomes' options at wide receiver together going into the next season?
No, the Chiefs, that was a priority. And, you look at what Sammy Watkins has done with the Chiefs, and it hasn't been extraordinary. He's had a couple nice playoff games, a couple nice regular season games, but he hasn't lived up to the contract the Chiefs signed him to. But yet, he was a priority for the Chiefs. I know the Chiefs wanted to get something done with him earlier than they did, but they couldn't get Watkins and his side to agree to a deal, so they just were patient and they waited this out until they got what they wanted here. And now you look at what's going to be happening if there is a season. Certainly there's going to be no OTAs, maybe an abbreviated training camp, maybe an abbreviated or even no preseason. The advantage is going to go to the teams that are returning a lot of players and as well as the coaching staff. And you got to look at the Chiefs as being pretty good in that regard, particularly on offense. Their top four wide receivers, 9 of their top 10 pass catchers are back from last year. Most of their running backs, the only real piece that they're going to be missing is LeSean McCoy. And he didn't play much. I mean, he was a healthy scratch late in the year. So, everybody's going to be back on that offense, or everybody of consequence. So, if indeed practice time is going to be at a premium before the season, the Chiefs are probably going to be in pretty good shape.
Adam Teicher, ESPN NFL Nation Chiefs reporter with us here on Spain and Company. One thing we were talking about is worrying about guys coming back in shape. Are there particular guys either that there's a concern that they won't put in the work on those virtual meetings or workouts, or even that they wouldn't be working on playbook stuff from afar, that definitely need the structure of being around their coaches?
I think Sammy Watkins might be one of those guys. I know that there was some the year he got here, there was some guys who were a little concerned that he wasn't working as hard as he could have, and that's when he was here. So, maybe Watkins is a guy to look at. I think he'll be fine, but just off the top of my head, that would be maybe a guy that you'd look at.
Yeah. It's an interesting time to be a defending champion team, but like you mentioned, probably the best time to be bringing back as many players as possible. Thanks so much for the insight, Adam.
Hey, anytime, sir.